Much of the Midwest is trying to recover from this week's devastating floods, and a new warning from government scientists says the danger is only getting worse. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said yesterday that up to 13 million people around the country could be exposed to major flooding this spring, and that nearly two-thirds of the lower 48 states are at a higher risk of getting swamped by rain and snowmelt. In Fargo, North Dakota, the mayor has declared an emergency. He's calling on volunteers to fill 1 million sandbags in the next few days to protect the city from the swollen Red River. Mayor Tim Mahoney joins us now. Mayor, welcome. How are you?
Well, getting ready. A little nervous about what's headed towards our way.
Yeah.
We're having beautiful weather, so we're starting to get a melt here.
Beautiful weather now, but that snow is melting, and that's what the threat is. To reach that goal of 1 million sandbags, it sounds like you have to fill about 100,000 sandbags a day. How are you going to do that?
Well, in our previous flood fights, we've kind of learned how to do this, so we call a machine called a spider. So what a spider does is it has 8 legs that come down off the spider that give sand, and you grab them and put a sand bag underneath them, fill it with sand, tie it off, and put it on the pallets. So if you have about 100 people that want to work someday, they could handle a spider. So we run 2 spiders. It takes 200 people. And one wonderful exercise of making sandbags.
Mm. Where are those people coming from?
They usually come from all over the community. Part of what happens is middle schoolers just love to do sandbags, and so do high school kids. So sometimes we reach from them. And then the other people are the businesses in town. Your banks and your different people will help us out in this regard.
Okay, and so once you have 1 million sandbags ready to go, where are you putting them along the banks of the river?
Well, in 2009, when we had a flood event that was smaller than this predicted one, we needed 6.5 million bags. So we call 1 million bags a lot easier to do. But now what we'd have to do is we've done a lot of dikes and we've done a lot of walls, so we have some neighborhoods that just would need some sandbags in the back for as a primary defense. And that grouping is now a smaller number than we've ever had. That's where we'd put it in neighborhoods and houses, and behind those houses, that's where we'd put the sandbags.
Now, we remember that flood along the Red River in 2009. I'm sure you remember it far better than we do. Are you saying that there's a chance that this year could be just as bad or worse than 2009?
So the flood record we have is 40.84 inches was our flood record in 2009, and that was a 5% possibility. The 5% possibility right now that the Weather Service is putting out is at a 42-foot level. So, yeah, we're quite nervous about this one, because if it gets to the worst event, if we have a rain event in April, that could push it to a higher level. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
What has the city done since 2009 to prepare for another big one?
We've done about $438 million worth of work throughout the city, and we've bought out homes that were along the river, torn them down, and put up clay dikes in those situations. In areas that are closer to the city or closer to homes, we've also put in concrete dikes that have gone up at 44 feet. So we have a lot more protection than we had at the time of 2009, and our need for diking and sandbags in 2009 was 52 miles. We now have that down to 20 miles that we will have to do some type of work to protect the city.
So at what point this year are you prepared to tell people they have to leave their homes?
One of the things you'll find about Fargo is evacuation is not an option. So we will always work as vigorous as we can to win a flood fight. I anticipate that option would be out, just because here's the issue you have with that. The best people to watch the dikes or the walls are the people that live in those houses. So what we always do in that consideration is we want people in the community to help us fight the flood. 2009, we had 100,000 volunteers, but our key volunteers were along the dikes, and oftentimes those are homeowners. So they would patrol the dikes every hour, and it's something that it's a little more personal when you're worried about your home.
Yeah.
So we find that it'd be very hard for us to ever consider evacuation.
So how are you feeling? I mean, I'm sure you're watching what's happening across the Midwest. You know that you could be next. That's got to be very unsettling.
Yeah, Nebraska's footage is horrible, and what happened in that community, you're just very concerned about. If we get a freak weather system that drops a lot of water on us, that could really make this flood fight much different. So we're going to be prepared for whatever comes at us, but we have to hope for a slow melt. So that's right now mild anxiety. As I get closer to determinative flow, then I'll tell you where I'll be at.
All right. Well, we'll be hoping along with you. That's Mayor Tim Mahoney, mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, calling for 1 million sandbags to be filled as the Red River threatens to flood the city. Mayor, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And later this afternoon, on All Things Considered, we'll have the latest on the rescue and recovery effort underway in Mozambique and neighboring African countries following that devastating cyclone that hit land last week.